As we prepare our hearts for remembering what Jesus did for us, I want to look again at Colossians chapter 1. We've just been meditating together on just the different nuggets that are in that passage. It says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And look at that concept of redemption. Being redeemed means there was a purchase price paid. You could be irresponsible financially and get yourself into deep debt, and you couldn't just file bankruptcy and get out of jail free, so to speak. You would sell yourself, your family, into slavery to pay off your debts. That was how it worked in the Old Testament, under Old Testament law. You would go into servitude to pay off your debt. You would find someone who was willing to take you on, take you in, provide for your needs, and allow you to work off your debt under them. There was a rescue plan built into that, though. If you had a relative, or if you yourself were able to work your way out of this quicker, you could pay off your debt. Someone could come in and pay off your debt for you. That was redemption. That's what that means. Is you're in slavery, you screwed up, you're in trouble, and somebody's coming to bail you out, to rescue you, to pay your debt that you owe so that you can be set free. That's what redemption, that's the background of that word, redemption. There's a purchase price that we owe that we can't pay, and we're in slavery because of it. And someone comes to pay our debt. In Jesus, according to this verse, we have redemption. In Jesus, in His beloved Son, Jesus, we get rescued from our debt. We offended a holy and righteous God by our sin. We've rebelled against Him, and we have dishonored Him. And the penalty for that is not paying off a big debt, it's death. Jesus paid that price in our place. In Him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, everything we've ever done is washed clean because of Jesus stepping in our place, paying the price for us. That's what we celebrate. That's why we gather Sunday after Sunday to worship Jesus, to thank Him for what He's done for us. The awesome treasure we have in Him, redemption, the forgiveness of sins. That load is gone. All our sins at the cross, gone, released. We have freedom to worship Jesus as we were created to do. No longer under the burden of sin. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll pray and serve the bread and the juice. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus, if you've put your trust only and completely in Him for your salvation, you're invited to participate with us as we remember what Jesus did for us to redeem us. Let's pray. Jesus, You are so good to sinners like us. You were under no obligation. We had rebelled. We owed a debt we could not pay. You could have demanded an exacted payment. Instead, You offered to pay the price Yourself, voluntarily substituting Yourself for us, taking the penalty in Yourself, bearing our sins in Your body on the tree so that we could be redeemed, bought back, forgiven by a holy and righteous God. Father, thank You for sending Your only Son, Jesus, to pay that awful price. And Spirit, thank You for opening our hearts to the truth, the good news, the beauty of the gospel, that we can be forgiven if we simply cry out to Jesus, believe in Him, trust in Him. thank you. Thank you for this bread and this juice, symbols that remind us of the great cost at which our freedom comes. We don't take that lightly. We want to say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child, and forever I am. Jesus, thank you for buying us back and bringing us home and loving us that much. We remember and we say thank you. His body broken for you. Eat. His blood poured out to wash away our sins. Drink.